Let me take you back to one unforgettable night of my life. I should have never made that shortcut. It was cold. It was thundering. It was pouring down. Next thing I knew, I spun off the road. And when I woke up, I had the worst nightmare of my life. I could hear screaming in the distance. I thought I was hurt bad. But when I checked, I could still move. But strangely, I was covered in blood. In the distance, I saw the shadows of a house. Dim lights coming. So I made my way towards them, looking for help. Help did I find. Instead, there were packs of wolves. But very strangely, they don't seem to be attacking me, as if I'm not even there. But they were chewing on things. And when I was close enough to see what they were eating, I was shocked. Because they were eating the remains of bodies. Human bodies. Decomposed bodies. I saw this big green floating object. It didn't seem to walk, it just floated. It had the most horrible looking face I've ever seen. So the bodies that were left by the wolves and started eating them. Pushing down trees as if they were just nothing. There were screams. I thought there was somebody around. I was so scared. Because if he finds me, I'm surely to be eaten by him. But very strangely, the monster looked right through me as if I wasn't even there. And when he walked away, I made my way towards the house looking for help. Very cautiously, I moved on. There were decomposed bodies all around me. It was like a battlefield. Dead bodies. Skeletons. Half-torn wolves. Arms. Legs. Bits and pieces. Just scattered all over the floor. Suddenly, I saw spirit-like things all coming out from the bush. They don't even seem to see me at all. I didn't wait to see why. Further and further along, I came to a place which looks like an old graveyard. But a lot of the graves were open. The vultures eating on bodies. moved along, hoping that it was just a dream. But I knew I was alone, and I wasn't dreaming. I saw spirits everywhere. They all seemed so expressionless, just floating, moving. There must be at least 30, 40 of them. Face missing. Limbs torn apart. And some of them were even eating some of the remains in the coffin. Drifting. close to me. This time I'm sure they see me. Because they will come right up to me, look at me, and they fly away. When I heard the bells, I was looking for hope. I was looking for help. So I dragged my way towards the sound of the bells. But the spirits were still all around me. Some even come up so close, as if they want to touch me. But the hands just go right through me. Skin, and it was just sitting in front of me, looking at me, making all these horrible noises. I didn't dare move, but just like that, it disappeared. I wasted no time running away. And I heard these buzzing bee noises. I looked around, and there were giant bees, hundreds of them, just flying all over the place. I was so scared. I ran, and I just kept on running and running. Yes. One of them picked me up and threw me. It was like a constant nightmare. Every time I woke up, there were different, horrible, horrible monsters. This time, I saw this melting-like figure, but it was huge. Must have been about 30 feet high. Crossed like a dragon. Dinosaur, I don't know. But he had these weird eyes. Monsters. They were all here. I was surrounded by them. I dare not move. I was so scared. If they find me, this time would surely be dead. I still dare not move. just like a merry-go-round going round and round me. But this time, a lot of slimy snakes all over the floor. Slithering around the floor. Spirits floating around. Strange lights flashing all around. I knew I had to go, because if I stayed, I would become one of them. So I carried on forward. Holding my insanity together. Looking for the house that I first saw. Stopped, but there is still thunder in the distance. I finally saw that house that I was looking for. But there were many strange sounds around me. As I was walking, screams were driving me crazy. Those things are back. They followed me. These strange lights. These people crying. Are they human or the spirits? I was asking myself. Just before that house, I saw a cave. A cave-like thing. A big hole in the ground. So I went inside. It leads from a little hole into a very large chamber. Very clearly this time, I heard those screams. There must be somebody else here that's being terrified by these spirits like me. I keep looking around, very cautious of every step which I took. It's slime all over the floor. Still hear the thunder outside. Bernard screams. Much closer now.
Big spy.
spiders, hairy ones. There was this witch there with all these creatures in this room.
Thank you.
sent shivers up my spine. Am I dead? Or am I alive? And if I'm dead, why am I so scared? Why do things keep coming back around me? They're following me. Oh no. They seem to have grabbed hold of me. They're putting me... They're tying me down. They tied me on this... This stretcher thing, like... God, there must be about 20 of them. Started stretching me. As I was making my way out, I notice the flesh on my body is beginning to rot. It's decomposing. I'm not human anymore. What has happened? Why is only flies and things all around me? That I've been seeing. I am dead. And maybe those screams were from humans. And they were screaming because of me? I was so confused. What's going on? What's happened to my body? These monsters around me, they're not hurting me. They're not bothering me. One thing for sure. don't seem to be as scared as I started off. I'm getting used to this, maybe. Maybe I am one of them now. And if I am, I'm coming to look for you.
Ha 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 ha